This week's parsha, we have parshas Vayigash, the culmination of the story, the pinnacle, the Ani Yosef finally happens, and then everything falls into place. And in addition, at the end of the parsha, we have Yaakov and his family coming down to Mitzrayim, meeting up with Yosef together, and we have really the beginning, the onset of Galus. The onset of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim really begins now in the beginning with Parshas Vayigash. And I want to share with you a beautiful insight. It's really two parts to this Dvar Torah. And I think the lesson that we'll pull from here, I think for us, is extremely important for our lives. Mirat Hashem. Torah says, right before Yaakov was about to go down to Golos, about to go down to Mitzrayim, so Hashem appears to Yaakov, and he says the following, Anochi erid imcha Mitzrayima, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, Hashem says to Yaakov, Va'anochi alcha, and I will bring you out of Mitzrayim, gam alo. I also will go up. It's a very, very strange pasuk. It seems very redundant. I'll go down with you, and I'll bring you up, Gam alo, I also will go up. What's Gam alo? I also will go up with you. I'm going to bring you up. I'll bring you down. I'll bring you up, and I'll also go up. What's going on over here? So the Nesivos is one of the great Achronim. He's found in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. Nesivos is a great Gaon, a great Gadol. The Nesivos actually in Chosha Mishpat, Nesivos Hamishpat. The Nesivos Rabosa has the following beautiful insight. He writes as follows. He says that the idea of Gam Olo means that with all of our suffering, Hashem Kavyachol goes with us as well. The Shechina is in Golas too. When Klal Yisrael is in Golas, when we go down to exile, when we go into difficult, challenging times, Hashem goes with us into that exile. Yaakov already was promised in Parshas Vayitzeh when he had his dreams, Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech. I'll be with you, I'll guard you, I'll protect you wherever you go. But now comes the new chiddush. What's the new chiddush now? Anochi alcha, I'll bring you up, gam alo, which means that the Shechina will be with him in Golus. Hashem says, I'm going to go down with you to Golus. Anochi eredim cha Mitzrayim. Not just protection, not just I'll take care of you, you won't get hurt, but I will be with you in the Golus. And when you get out of the Golas, Hashem says, I'm also going to go out of the Golas. In other words, the chiddush over here to Yaakov was, not only are you going to be protected in Golas, but there's going to be a special, special siyata d'shmaya in Golas, and Hashem's presence is going to be felt in Golas. And you could have thought, one could have thought very simply, very easily, listen, in Israel, when there's Gilui Shechina, in the land of the Shechina, in the land of Hashem, that's where you feel Hashem's presence. But in Golas, in the exile, in diaspora, in some far-flung place, in Mitzrayim, in Tumas Mitzrayim, there also you're going to have the Shechina, yeah. Says the Torah, Anochi, I'm going to go down with you. Anochi Gam Al, I'm going to go with you. And I'm going to come out with you. My presence, Hashem says, is going to be felt with you in Golos as well. That's part one. Rav Zilberstein, very special Gadol of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita's brother-in-law, very, very special Rav from Bnei Brak, authored many, many Sfarim. He has a very nice twist on this pshat. And he suggests the following. He said, when did Hashem decide that he was going to give Yaakov this havtacha, this promise? It's almost right around the psukim where Yaakov makes moves. What moves does he make? Before he goes down to Mitzrayim, he sends Yehuda ahead. And why does he send Yehuda ahead? So the Torah says, V'es Yehuda shalach lefanav al Yosef, Lo'oros lefan of Goshna, to somehow set up shop in Goshen. There's two pshatim in Chazal as to what Yehuda's job was to be. The famous pshat is, one pshat is, he was setting up a yeshiva in Goshen, because how can we have a Jewish community in exile without a yeshiva? It's a must. The other pshat in Chazal, says the Medrash, is that it was lahaskin lo beis dira, to set up a house, to set up a living quarters. Yaakov's coming down to Mitzrayim with 70 people. They need a place to live in Mitzrayim. So he sent down Yehuda beforehand to set up a place to live. Asks the Zilber Shein so beautifully the following question. I understand that it's a yeshiva. I understand why Yehuda has to go first. You got to set up shop. You got to find a place. You can't just wake up and have a yeshiva. The yeshiva has to be in place when they get down there. But a place to live? Yosef's the boss. Yosef's in charge of the entire Mitzrayim. But they can't hang out. They all can't crash by Yosef's pad for a couple of weeks till they find the proper living quarters. He has to send Yehuda down beforehand to Mitzrayim to go ahead and find a place to live. When they get there, Yosef will put him up in a hotel for a couple of... until they figure things out. He quotes the Sefer Be'er Yosef, who says such a beautiful pshat. A beautiful, beautiful pshat. And it's very, very deep. He says as follows. He says, Yaakov was worried. You know why? Because he had children. He had wives. They were impressionable. He had grandchildren. If they're going to live in Yosef's house, in Mitzrayim, even for a little bit, there's a lot of things going on over there in Yosef's house in Mitzrayim, even though Yosef was amazing. And he survived incredible tests in Mitzrayim. Who's walking in and out of Yosef's house? The princes, the princesses, the Egyptians. Yaakov said like this, I want to make sure the Jewish home is solid and strong. And I don't want to even start off a little bit in Yosef's house. As great as Yosef was, and as much as he was able to overcome all those temptations and challenges, I can't set up my shop for my family like that. I can't put my family through that. I can't do it to my children, to my grandchildren, says Yaakov. I know what's at stake. You know what's at stake over here? The future of the Jewish people is at stake. I can't put them into a risky environment, even though Yosef's the best. It's not Yosef's fault, but you know who's coming in and out of that home? I can't do it to my children. And therefore he sent to Yehuda beforehand to go ahead and set up shop to make sure that the Jewish home would be that home that every part of it would make Yaakov comfortable and would be exactly how it would be for the future of the Jewish people. And he puts the two ideas together to say so nicely. He says, if you want the Shechina to rest with you in Golas, then you have to set up shop and make your home a home that the Shechina feels comfortable. If we do that, no matter where we go, Hashem comes with us to Golas. And if we don't do that, unfortunately, if we don't have that foresight, if we don't have that clarity, if we don't have that clear picture of what our Jewish home is supposed to be like, Hashem's not going to be comfortable there. The Gemara says, Ish v'isha, a man and a woman, zachu, if they're zoche, shechina b'neihem. That means, if a man and a woman are meritorious to get the right zechuyos, the shechina rests in them. You know how you know that? Because the word ish is spelled aleph yud shin, and the word isha is aleph shin hey. And each word has an aleph and a shin, which is fire, and that potentially could be destructive. But if you put the two extra letters that they have besides the aleph and the shin, you have a yud from the ish, from the man, and a hey from the woman, that spells the name of Hashem. And the name of Hashem, the Gemara says, ish v'isha zachu shechina b'neihem. And if they're not zoche, you know what happens? Ish ochaltan. And unfortunately, fire consumes them. What does that mean? It means they make their home a home where the Shechina feels comfortable. There's a beautiful story they tell about Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who hopefully soon will be on our wall in Eretz Hashem. But he'll definitely make the cut. One time he was seen walking into his house, and he was fixing up his jacket, fixing up his hat. And people that were with him felt like maybe he had some very, very chashuv guests, because a lot of times chashuv people came to visit him. And they asked him, like, you know, who's there, Rebbe? And he said, my wife, I'm going to greet the Shechina. I gotta look nice, because I'm going to greet the Shechina. How can I just come in disheveled? The Shechina's in my house. He wasn't trying to be haughty at all. There was nothing haughty about it. But he made his home a home, a vestibule, where the Shechina felt comfortable, Shechina felt welcome. Abosai, I want to talk for the last 3 minutes we have together about the Jewish home. And I want to just use the corona, that hopefully the end of corona, as a, hopefully the end, Mitzvah Hashem, as a very, very important, I think, piece to help us define the Jewish home. When Corona began, I heard a crazy, crazy thing. A crazy thing. It startled me. And the name, I think, of Rabbi Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, great Jewish thinker, great Gadol. He wrote somewhere, I didn't see this ever in print, that if you have it his way, you would lock down the shuls for 100 years. Close down the shuls. Sounds crazy. He's a big rabbi. If you have his way, if he could decide things his way, why? And he explained the following. He said sometimes people get so caught up with their religious experience externally. My Judaism is based on my shul going. In the shul I have Yiddishkeit, but the home, that's where I chill. That's where I shut my door. That's where I open up my other life. That's where my other exposure comes from. And he said, you know what? If I would lock down the shuls, the Jews would have no choice but at home to make the home strong. And the homes would really permeate with Yiddishkeit, with Judaism like they're supposed to. Now that we have shuls, so it's a good out. Yeah, I can practice my Judaism in shuls. And at homes, you know, I'll just do what I want. And now we saw over the last couple of months, and for some homes it's been very, very challenging. Because people that didn't have to be home together all of a sudden have to be home together. And people have to get along with each other. And I couldn't bank on my shul for my shot in the arm for Yiddishkeit. I couldn't bank on my rabbi's drusha for that inspiration. I have to find my own inspiration. I have to strengthen my own home. I've also said, we just finished Hanukkah. The Jewish home, Hanukkah is Ner Ishu based on. The Jewish home is what has kept the Jews alive throughout the ages. We're only around because we've had strong Jewish homes no matter where we were. And now I turn to each and every one of you. And I tell you the following very important fact. It's hard to imagine this. It's not so far off. Emir Tzashem, you're going to build Jewish homes. It seems like forever from now, but it's not. You're already 19 years old, most of you. Much, much closer to, hopefully, to building the home than to not. Much, much closer to that stage of life. It's important for us to begin, you don't have to give me every detail now, to begin to think about how we want our home to look. Is our home going to be a home where, yeah, I walk into the home and it's natural, it's obvious that Hashem is welcome in this home? Or do I have to like look behind the massive, massive, massive screen to find the books, the svarim that Hashem feels comfortable? Does he have to kind of walk in and break through, you know, some turf that may not be projecting information or material that's perfectly consistent with Shina in my home? Now's the time to think about it. I'm not telling you what kind of home to build. That's going to be between you and your wife. But I am telling you the following thing. Yirtz Hashem, we all want to build homes where the Shechina, we're still in Galus. Even in Israel, we're still in Galus. Where the Shechina, while we're in Galus, says, you know what? That's a home I want to go into. He walks into our house with the angels Friday night. Shalom Aleichem, welcome angels. And he's like, yeah, this is my zone. I feel so comfortable. This is it. That's the home, Yirtz Hashem, we all want to build. We should be Zochem Yirtz Hashem to work on ourselves, work towards that goal, our goals, Yirtz Hashem, bizocha, to build homes where the Shechina feels present and welcome all the time. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.